I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, September 13th, 2020. At number 10 on our listener list of top stories, area schools have announced their plans to offer free meals to all students through the USDA Food Service Program. That program was extended as a result of COVID-19, so students will be able to get meals, both in-person education and remote learning students, for free while funding is available. More details on that program by contacting your respective school. At number 9, a Jefferson woman has been charged with felony forgery after she attempted to pass a counterfeit bill. Forgery is a Class D felony in Iowa. The bill on it read, movie use only. At number 8, a distracted driver was cited in a rear-end collision on Monday. Whenever it comes to car accidents, I encourage you to check out our website, carolbroadcasting.com, for the details on that. At number 7, 2 arrested. One was trying to dispose of illegal substances, and then another was arrested while trying to claim the vehicle that was left following the first arrest due to some active warrants. An interesting case there. Nothing major, but a couple of arrests out of that. At number 6, a Rockwell City teen and a Lakeview man were injured in a two-vehicle accident last Friday, again with car accidents. I encourage you to go to carolbroadcasting.com to take a look at those. At number 5, it's been in the top list of stories for quite some time now. It's a coronavirus update. As of Friday evening, Carroll County stood at 524 positive cases and 5 deaths. Again, that's as of Friday. For up-to-date numbers and county-by-county as well as statewide statistics, visit coronavirus.iowa.gov. At number 4, the Carroll Police Department reports a man was transported to the hospital on Thursday night after he accidentally shot himself in the leg. That was 49-year-old William O'Connor. He was handling a .40-caliber handgun when it accidentally discharged into his upper left thigh. At number 3, the Lake City Police Department is down to just one full-time officer after 3 officers resigned over the span of about 3 weeks. The first resignation came just a couple of days before one of the officers was set to head off to the academy. And the other 2 were unrelated to actions while working in official capacities for the city. Due to it being a personnel issue, the city is unable to provide additional information. And number 2 was the special election results from September 8th, looking at the Carroll special elections. The local option sales tax sunset elimination passed on a 52.7% margin. As for the rec center, though, it failed at 45.7% of voters in favor. Out of IKM Manning, it was a $19.2 million bond referendum on the table. It failed with 54.97%. And then for ESAC County, they had a $4.1 million physical plant and equipment levy. It passed with 57% voter approval. And then our last top story here, at least 6 alcohol-related arrests and or citations were made by the Carroll Police Department over last weekend that occurred during a special traffic enforcement program. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.